This area of Monkey World is home to three groups of chimpanzees: the Bachelor Group, Bart's Group, and Brian's Group. The central buildings are the Templar Pavilions, named after Simon and Peggy Templar, an expat couple who assisted Jim Cronin in rescuing many orphaned and abused infant chimpanzees from the photographer's prop industry in Spain in the 1980s and 1990s. These chimpanzees were stolen from the wild as babies and would have witnessed their mothers and approximately 10 other family members being slaughtered by poachers in the process. At the hands of photographers in Spain, they were beaten, drugged, and had their teeth knocked out so they would become quiet, submissive props for the trade. Today, many of these chimpanzees are entering their twilight years and are around 40 years old, though there are several younger chimps in all of the groups who encourage the older individuals to remain energetic and playful. When stood at the audio tour sign, you will have the Bachelor Chimpanzee's large outside enclosure in front of you. Follow the fence line into the covered area to observe the Bachelor Chimpanzee's in their main indoor playroom. Follow the one-way system and walk into the next covered area to see Bart's group in their playroom. Bart's group's outdoor enclosure is positioned behind these houses and is therefore only visible further through the park near the orangutan nursery. Continue through the building and out of the door with a small ramp to reach Brian's group's playroom window. Brian's group's outside enclosure is immediately adjacent to their playroom window. As you walk around these chimpanzee enclosures, pause to read the information about the chimps' backgrounds prior to rescue. Some have been rescued from laboratories, circuses, and the pet trade, and from countries including Thailand, Mexico, Austria, and Turkey. Each chimpanzee is pictured on their information sign, so why not see if you can identify any of the chimpanzees you see? Follow the outside enclosure's fence line to complete the loop through the chimp houses and take the path leading downhill next to the tall wooden viewing tower. This path will lead you to many more of our monkey species, the orangutan nursery, more toilets, and the Malagasy kiosk. But make sure you stop at the golden sheep gibbon enclosure at the bottom of the hill to spot Kim and Tien swinging through the treetops. That is, if they're not cuddled up in their playroom window.